Hey, what's up, Street Talks? Eric coming from the Eric from Street Photography blog. So I just want to share with you some random turbo thoughts I have on life and so forth. So I think one of the biggest problems that we currently face in life is preferring fake reality or virtual reality over embodied real reality. So we see this a lot, like people love to play video games, people like to do social media, people like to watch superhero movies, Netflix series, TV shows, Amazon. People prefer a different reality rather than the embodied reality. And I think this is kind of, it's a really sad thing because, I mean, ultimately I think entertainment is fine. You know, we all like to be entertained, but I'm only concerned when entertainment becomes a trap or a snare and it actually prevents us from achieving our fullest potential. Like, I for one believe in human greatness and human grandeur, that we as an individual ourselves, we could achieve so much within even our short lives. And I think this is just kind of the most fun way to live life, is testing your limits, pushing yourself to the max, you know, coming up with great ideas, thoughts, creating great artwork and stuff like that. But in some ways we feel so limited. And I'll just share with you some practical ways that, like, I've been able to empower myself to become all that I can be. So the first thing that's actually been super useful to me is, you know, starting a website blog. And the best way I think to go about it is just register your firstnamelastname.com or firstnamelastnamephoto.com or firstnamelastnameart.com and use a host like bluehost.com or 1in1.com and install wordpress.org. If that's too complicated, just wordpress.com, whatever. And the basic notion is, if you create your own blog, website, whatever, you create your own platform. You have your own domain. And I like the word domain because it means that you're the master, is that you get to control what to share, how to share it, how it's viewed. And honestly, at this point, I'm kind of an elitist, to where when I see people too addicted to Facebook or Instagram, essentially they're like kind of social media slaves or social media sharecroppers, whatever you want to call it, because the problem with social media is you have less control. And so it's kind of a tricky thing because, like, let's say you're from, you know, a developing country where you know, literally cannot afford to pay for a host or website or domain, stuff like that, then yeah, like using Facebook, WhatsApp, Messenger, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever, is probably a good thing because, you know, it's better to have something free with some caveats than to have nothing at all. But I think we, at least us Americans or us people in the developed world, or, you know, I don't even want to say, like, you know, Westerners, this is like, if you have the means to afford a domain, stuff like that, then, you know, why not, right? And the maybe just like a simple filter is, if you're earning more than like $40,000 a year, then you should probably not be using social media. I think moving forward into the future, and I kind of see this now, is that Facebook, which, you know, we all know owns Instagram, it's kind of becoming a new digital colonialism where Facebook wants to become its own nation state and, you know, entrap everyone within the confines of Facebook. And, you know, even to an extent, I mean, Google's doing this as well, but I mean, I still like that Google still is a proponent of the open web. It's more of a web where people, where Google's always tracking you and gives you a lot of ads, which is annoying. It's more of an annoying web, but at least it's still an open web, which, so I'm still like kind of, I'm still down with Google and YouTube. At least it's open. I mean, there's way too many distractions ads now, but I still think it's a good platform. And the benefit of having your own website blog is that you could really augment yourself. You could share your thoughts, you know, you could type it out, you know, text. You could make videos, you could do audios, you could obviously share photographs, videos. And there's so many forms of media in which you could take your mind, your psyche, your soul, whatever, and kind of share it with other people. And I know that for myself, the simple thing is create stuff that you would like to consume yourself. So for example, I personally am super interested in kind of more the philosophy behind photography, art, life, business, entrepreneurship, blah, blah. And therefore, I write about it because I'm personally interested in it. And writing, blogging, vlogging, whatever, it's almost meta thinking, is that as you're creating the thing and you're fleshing out your ideas, you actually begin to understand better like what you really think or what your thoughts about it is. So like even these vlogs, right? Obviously, I hope that this will be some sort of benefit to you. But for me, actually, it's a huge benefit to me too, because as I talk and I get to have this inner monologue with you, with myself, which also tends to be public with you, it actually helps me, you know, better solidify what I personally believe in and why I do what I do. And so for, you know, starting your own website and blog, you have so much more control, you have so much more freedom. I mean, like even basic stuff, like let's say you want to get into like nude photography or whatever, or more risque, erotic, sensual stuff. You can't upload that to Facebook or Instagram. I mean, you sure you could like black out the nips, but you know, on your own website blog, you could do whatever you want. There's no like community guidelines and stuff. And even now with YouTube, like, I'm obviously gonna keep doing YouTube, but actually I'm starting to host more. So I have like WordPress.com, like the Jetpack plugin, and there's actually this like self-hosting video option. And so I'm starting to host more videos to my own blog website and to my server, and also hopefully linking it to these, to YouTube, because, you know, if one day Google's like, we don't like you, they could take down all my videos at once. And so I'm trying to like future-proof like my video and my the stuff that I make and my content for, you know, future posterity or whatever. So there are so many different opportunities for you to extend yourself. And I think media is very interesting because essentially media is augmenting yourself. It's in some ways with media, you become like a mini god or a mini deity, or you become superhuman. Like even think that, like, for example, writing and publishing and sharing and blogging, it's taking your own ideas and putting into this weird technological medium where people could read it infinitely fast. Or like even the human voice, right? So I'm talking with you right now. In theory, 7 billion people could be watching this video concurrently. So technology and media and the internet, whatever, augments my ability of my voice to become a trillion times more powerful than it is by itself. And also, which is interesting with video, media, you know, technology, whatever, is that it's permanent in the sense that, you know, after I'm dead, this video could still live somewhere. But, you know, after I'm dead, I can't talk to people no more, right? So maybe in the future, someone will take all of this Eric Kim videos and stuff like that and create an Eric Kim AI or something. That would be kind of funny. But anyways, so essentially, I think what's really holding us back is that we're so distracted by all this media, or who knows, maybe we're just exhausted, or I feel like we can't really make a difference, or we kind of get suckered by nihilism. But a simple thing that I've been trying to do is spend 90% of my time, my day, and my energies to create and produce and share and upload, and only 10% of my time to consume. Because obviously, you know, we need both, right? We need to consume, right? Like, if I never ate food or drink water or drink coffee, I would probably die, obviously. But you don't want to make the purpose of your life to consume for the sake of consumption. I consume in order that I might live and thrive and create more things. I don't eat for the sake of eating. So actually, even with my diet, I'm very fastidious about how I eat, when I eat, how much I eat, and whatever. And so, like, usually during the day, I'm all about the intermittent fasting, doing breakfast or lunch. I'll go to the gym, lift some weights, come home, like, late dinner, early dinner. I'll just go ham and just, like, eat 4 pounds of ground beef or 3 pounds of steak with some kale and kimchi or whatever. And then, you know, just food coma it. Because what I want to do is prevent myself from getting food coma during the day and having the ability during the day to, you know, augment my own personal, like, creative output. So this is obviously just, like, for what I prefer and what's good for me. It's not going to be good for you. You just got to figure out what's good for you. But essentially, I think the purpose of my life is to empower myself to the maximum, but also hopefully to empower you to the maximum, because I do believe in individuals. I do believe in, like, you know, having mentors or having idols or having role models or people to aspire to. And ultimately, I want humanity to thrive and to become the most epic possible, kind of the way I see modern society and culture going. I kind of don't like it. And everyone needs a reason to live. We need a sense of purpose. We need a sense of direction. We need a sense of overflowing power, gratitude, you know, happiness, joy, whatever. And so don't worry so much about, you know, whether your thing will get popular, get lots of views, clicks, blah, blah. Is try to strive to create stuff that you yourself